Jamie McGrath, it just gets better and better for this team. I was talking to you last week after the Bulls game. Tonight, tougher game, maybe Rovers 2-1, but by Jesus, I tell you something, it was a great performance. You've got 3 points, you must be delighted.
Yeah, 3 points at the end of the day is all that matters. Might not have been our best performance overall, it was a scrappy enough game. We know we can play better, but it just shows us that when we're not at our fullest, we can still win, so that's a great sign. Yeah, we have to just bring it into Monday now and go again for Pats, and then following week against Bray.
Is the EA Sports Cup that important to you? Because, I mean, to me, if I was the manager, I'd just be looking to next Friday.
I know, you have to win everything you play in. The gaffer instills that in us, like, you can't be throwing up opportunities to win silverware. I've personally won three in the last 3 years, so I take it anyway for what it is. Like, I think all the players do as well.
Well, I know they do.
It's a chance of winning.
She's go for everything. You're that hungry.
That's it. Yeah,
and it's great. It's great to see it.
Yeah.
But tonight's game, you know, it was tight. They had chances in the first half. They cut open the defence three times, and that goal disallowed for offside, which it was. And then the Ducks struck the woodwork twice. They were very unfortunate not to go in at the break leading.
Yeah, well, they obviously have a lot of quality. Ronan Finn breaking through the middle.
Yeah, he's super.
Sean Kavanagh nearly scoring as well offside. But yeah, we were also unlucky, Mickey hitting the post.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a few other chances as well. So overall, I thought we probably shaded.
Oh, you were the better team in the first half. In the second half, I mean, it was a great time to score just 5 minutes into the second half.
Yeah, it was.
Typical Mickey Duffy. Robbie Benson cutting inside, giving up, getting the cross in. Pat had a great game tonight too. He had the shot, is it flicked out, and then ball in the net from Robbie Benson, great goal.
Yeah, Robbie showed what he's about there, chasing lost causes.
Super player.
Yeah, not many other players would follow that ball in. It just shows what the athlete he is like, and that's the difference between winning and losing.
And then the second goal, I mean, I thought from the commentary position, I thought it was actually Sean Gannon that scored, and I couldn't believe it was Chris Shields.
And after
talking to the reporter, one reporter there, and he got Chris Shields at 16-1 to score at any time, and Chris Shields hasn't scored in the league since for 5 years.
5 years,
September 2013, I can't believe that. It was a bizarre goal, but you'll take anything.
Yeah, it was a funny one in the dressing room after. The gaffer goes, Shields, you win, was your last goal? Like, that's your first goal in how long?
He probably didn't know.
Shields replies five, and the gaffer was like, five what? 5 years. So,
it was great. Then, what did it feel like when you saw them pulling the goal back?
Well, obviously, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at you then once they go 2-1 up. I thought bringing on Skip kind of helped us control
it
a bit.
Yeah, I thought that, yeah.
But obviously it was going to be a tough 20, 15 minutes, whatever it was.
But you dealt with it very well.
Yeah, there was a few ropey moments, all right, but I don't know, I thought we defended.
Do you know something? I don't know what you thought. I thought when they had the shot that came rattling back off the crossbar, I was sure that was in.
Yeah, it was just shows Gabby coming in as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant performance from him again.
It was, he had a great game.
Yeah, his kicking all night was brilliant, on the money every time.
And his covering as well was good.
Yeah, he was very assured in there.
And it was a big pressure night for him tonight, considering,
You
know, like he was coming in for Gary.
Yeah, it's not easy at all being second choice keeper.
Yeah.
You have to come in and do your job.
But he's done it in Europe.
Yeah, he's been flawless tonight. Dealt with everything that came his way. So congrats to Gabby.
It's great. But yourself too, Jamie. I mean, you had a great game, another great game tonight. You got stuck in, and you took no prisoners. I mean, me sitting here talking to you, you'd think butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. I'll tell you one thing, I wouldn't like to be playing against you. You're not a dirty player, aren't you? You're a very strong player, but you're a hell of a player.
It's something that I've learned probably from my time
here.
And
that's what your manager is saying about you.
Yeah, like, that's what he's trying to instill in me.
He says, as a player, you're growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, because probably in the past, I wouldn't have been known for that sort of job. Like.
Oh, he's very impressive. Talking to him again tonight, and he actually mentioned you. But, I mean, looking at things as they are now, I mean, you're 2-1, you're actually top of the table for the first time in two years.
Yeah.
It's great.
But it's only still early days.
I know, but it's top of the table. It's a nice psychological advantage.
Yeah, it's probably...
It's better than chasing the way Cork, you had to chase Cork last year.
Yeah, that's it. You want to stay top now.
But you're used to this teams trying to knock Dundalk off the pedestal.
I don't think it matters if we're first or second. Teams want to beat us week in, week out. They're going to try their best to stop us anyway. So, yeah, it's nice being top of the league at the minute. Obviously, we like to... Hopefully that continues for a long time.
To be fair to Shamrock Rovers tonight and to Bulls last week as well, you know, they came in to play football. There's been other teams that have come here and they've just parked the bus. It's very hard to play against that.
Yeah, it is, but that's what we're gonna have to deal with. I think we have the quality to open up any defence. So if teams want to sit off us, I think we're happy enough.
I don't know if you noticed it tonight. The crowd was 3,500 last week. The crowd was 1,000 down on last week.
Was it,
1,000 down on last week. And to me, this is a very strong issue, because the club get nothing from RTE tonight for showing the game.
Yeah.
And they lose the finance of 1,000 people. I don't know how much that revenue the club have lost by RTE coming in here today. It's time, as far as I'm concerned, it's time that the clubs went and got the proper sponsorship. Sky covered Warren Point 2 last week. Yeah. I'd say Sky would come in here, cover the League of Ireland, or Air, and they'd pay for it.
Yeah, well, it's obviously nice to get exposure in the league. Like, you want games to be shown on TV.
Yeah.
To get a
and all the games
audience.
Are good, to be fair.
Yeah,
show.
Like, it shows there was good quality there tonight. But like you said, maybe there should be something in place like that.
Because the benefits would come down to the players too. It would be extra revenue for the players and extra money for their clubs to develop their grounds.
Yeah, true. But like I said, like, we do want more games on TV.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the league gets the exposure it deserves.
No.
But like you said, there should be something in place for the likes of tonight. Like, you don't want teams losing out on money.
No.
And it should be the opposite way, in fact. So, but I don't know.
But listen, Jamie, anyway, that's the man. It's that, look, that problem is the bosses and of the League of Ireland clubs.
Yeah.
It's neither me or you are not going to change. It's nothing to do with us. The football side is important.
Yeah.
Tonight you're top of the table. Everything's going so well for you this season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going from better to better. And let's hope that it can continue. And Pat's Monday night, they had a big win tonight, but you're good enough to get to beat them.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure on the results tonight. So
yeah, Pat's won tonight. I think they beat Bray 5-0.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was 5-0 the last. So they are starting to move.
Yeah, well, Pat's do have a lot of quality.
They do?
Yeah, like, we've drawn a lot with them.
That's right, yeah.
From home, so
that's right.
Monday's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Probably the gaffer gave a chance to a few of the lads. But no, it's going to be a very tough game. They play very expansive football.
Mm.
They like to pass life from the back, so like us. So it should be a great spectacle Monday. So.
Well, listen, Jamie, thanks a million. Congratulations.
Thanks very
You're a great
much.
Lad. Thank you.
See you later.